You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
Hour number two, we'll get into matchups and breakdowns of the Giants-Saints game here. I'm looking for a score. I'm looking for keys. We've gotten several already turnovers by some of the folks up there. Mr. Martin on Twitter at ESPN Radio Nolan at GCAT underscore 17. Pass rush. Giants O-line is suspect. Okay, I like that. All right, I got it. Again, 800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio NOLA as well. Plus, we announced in hour number one, starting this Tuesday, we're going to have local musicians and their music be our in and out going in the breaks. So we have a brand new Gmail account for you to send it to. What is it?
SportsHangoverMusic@gmail.com. Easy all enough. Lowercase, no spacing.
Yeah, and we wanted it to be to have fun. I mean, you can make it to where it's, you know, sports related. It could be a song about the team the Saints are playing or the Tigers are playing or whatever. Or it could be legitimately if you're a local artist and you want to highlight.
Just want to spread your name.
Yeah, you want to highlight one of your songs or something. Feel free to do so. We'll use it for sure. Again, all we ask is it's FCC compliant and legal that we can actually play. That's all. Say that again.
Do you have one you can play right now?
I do not just yet because it's Friday, not Tunes Tuesday, which means on Friday to open the show is this.
Ladies and gentlemen, New Orleans East own.
It's Friday, Friday.
I hate you, Joey.
Wow.
I really
New
do.
Orleans East.
Wow.
And to think I was pulling for your Browns last Thursday.
Got one already.
Hey, that's how it works. That is how it works. Darius on Twitter, help! Who do I start, Breeze? Ben Roethlisberger or Pat Mahomes? Fantasy football.
I would rod Mahomes a little bit longer. I think the defensive coordinators are going to catch up with him soon.
Okay, so they're facing the Broncos, right? Pittsburgh. That could be an interesting matchup. The Steelers take on and host the Ravens in Sunday Night Football. That's a division.
That's usually a hard knock game. I would stay away from Roethlisberger. Drew's tough because you don't know if Kamara's going to carry the ball, you know, and get touchdowns.
Here's the thing. What are the odds that, again, he has another game like he did Sunday?
Yeah, he's not going to repeat
yards
that.
And all that.
I mean, he could,
it's
but.
Up, you know, it's in weather. It's not going to be cold or rainy, but I'm just, you know.
I think it's Mahomes even against that Denver defense.
Mahomes looks really good.
They've just got people off balance and the defensive coordinators, what they say, it takes six games of film before they can finally start to figure out what they're trying to accomplish.
Don't say if I go Mahomes, I hate Drew Brees.
No, you just got to play the matchups. And a lot of times, too, a lot of people will play the guy who had the big week before, and a lot of times they come back down to earth after a big week.
No, you hate Drew Brees.
No, but here's the thing. Chiefs and Broncos, it is a
division. Yeah, they hate each other.
I'm going Brees. No. Because this is a division game. I'm going Brees.
I'm surprised.
I'm going Mahomes, but I would not be turning down trade offers for Mahomes because I don't think he'll keep this pace up.
What? You're going to trade Pat Mahomes?
Hell yeah.
You know what? You're
what, 13 touchdowns?
800-998-1003. Not only yes, he went hell yeah. This is, have you won a game
trade
in fantasy football?
Hi. Yes, oh, I'm 2-1. Thank you very much.
You're 2-1.
Wait, is this guy playing me?
I love how it was projected to go like 11-1 and I've already lost two games.
Yeah, exactly right.
Listen to those projections.
To do that, exactly. Brian is asking, should I start Big Ben or Eli? Eli. Right now to the Saints secondary tells me, you know, otherwise. Yeah. Because again, it's just Ravens and Steelers. That's just it's a black and blue game, man.
I think the Saints could jump out on the Giants early, and if they do, Eli's going to have to throw the ball a lot more.
I say start Big Ben because I'm starting him. I don't have
Brian,
Eli, but
absolutely don't start Big Ben there because Jordan the intern, how many wins do you have?
I have one.
No,
but Big Ben has
you
gone
win
off
last week.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, because I thought you were winless.
No, I won one.
By the way, the
shout out to the bus driver last week also who called me out,
uh-huh.
Said he was going to beat me. And you know what? I got my first win against him. So, sit down.
Wow.
He's looking a little cocky over there now.
No, because he called into the show just to tell me that.
Well, I mean, it is 800-998-1003. The number is out there for anybody to call and give us your keys as well to LSU and Ole Miss. What is the key for the Tigers to you?
Get healthy. They cannot handle any more injuries to the offensive and defensive
line. So stay
healthy.
I mean, you can't get healthy anymore.
Well, they've got a couple of people who could play. Andre McGee, who's hurt against Miami, may be able to come back. Sadiq Charles is maybe possible for playing. But again, you don't want to rush them back and then they get hurt again and they're out for the Alabama game down the road. They've got to get healthy. Any more injuries during that game and LSU's in trouble. They're ranked number 5 in the country. But I don't think any LSU fan can say we're the 5th best team in the country. Mm-hmm. You've had some things go your way. You've beat some good teams. You deserve to be ranked number 5. But this is not, LSU is not the best, one of the best 5 teams in the country. If this team makes the playoffs, I think this might be the greatest accomplishment in the history of college football because I just don't think they're that good. I think they're playing better than they are.
Well, I'll say this. One of the things that I will enjoy to see in this game is I think my key will be is I think more than anything will be Joe Burrow. The reason I say that is because I think there's the one thing you're starting to see Edwards-Helaire and Brissett maybe sort of being the double-headed monster in the backfield stuff. Because it's the one knock that you keep hearing on him, right? The stats aren't there for him. Maybe that passing game, I'd like this. Maybe that's a key. I think the running game will be there as well on this defense, but this defense gives up 500-plus yards of offense. The Ole Miss Rebels do. I don't know if most of that is in the run department is what I'm getting at.
Look, I think this is the type of game that you go back to take a page out of, well, the only page out of Les Miles' playbook, you run the football. I think if you can keep that Mississippi offense off the field, I think you win this game going away. I agree. Look, anybody can make stats look any. They can make them say anything they want them to say. Joe Burrow's has a low completion percentage, but if you're throwing passes away instead of trying to force balls in and throwing interceptions, your passing completion percentage is going to be lower. And there are quarterbacks who won't throw Hail Marys because they don't want the incompletion on their record. That's a joke. You're out there to win football games. I don't care what your completion percentage is. I get it. Drew Brees is up at 80. Joe Burrow is down near, just above 40. It doesn't matter. They're both winning games. And Joe Burrow is making strides every week. I think this is a game where you kind of take the pressure off of him and you let the running game take control of this, keep that Ole Miss offense on the bench and wear their defense out and you'll control this game.
Yeah, no doubt. I think it'll be fun to see where this game can sort of go. Again, I just always feel, when you're the number 5 team in the country, 10.5 point favorite. It's not a lot. I mean, it is. It's just, I don't know if you would think maybe it'd be a little bit more or not. I don't know. Do you think it'd be more?
I think it's kind of high.
You have an unranked team and you're number 5 in the country.
I mean, look, I think this defense, they've shown signs of being lights out, but they also, they're getting worn out. You could see the game against, Louisiana Tech, where that defense just, once you started losing, Lawrence went down, there's just not enough bodies out there, and they got tired, and Louisiana Tech took advantage of that, and they were able to control the second half and get back into that game. Again, health is going to be an issue here, but the more you run the football, the shorter that game becomes, the less plays your defense has to run. Don't forget, talking about, transitioning to the Saints. Last year, what did they do? They ran the football with Mark Ingram. The clock continued to tick. Offenses got less possessions. You're not seeing that this year. They're throwing more. They're scoring fast like they used to, and the defense is being held out to dry. LSU needs to run the football, shorten that game up, keep their defense healthy, and keep them rested on the bench.
Your cousin Ray just text us. Go Rebels. Imagine that. I think he's still a little upset about that first game of the season.
No, he actually spent some time at Ole Miss. When he got out of Miami, okay. He worked for Tommy Tuberville.
He coached there is what he said. Okay. All right.
He worked there with the Rebs. So he's got a little bit of ties to the Rebels, but he's probably still a little sore about the Miami game.
little sore. All right. Okay. It is what it is.
I'll hear about it at Thanksgiving.
Probably. 800-998-1003. Looking forward to Tunes Tuesday here as well. One of the other things that I want to kind of bring up again, that could be a key when it comes to the Saints. Jay, who does fill in right now in that nickel corner slot for the Saints? Patrick Robinson on IR. Who's your nickel?
I think you've got to go with PJ Williams and Crawley. One of them's going to have to slot into the slot.
That's what happened last week.
I think that's what you got to do. I mean, unless somebody like a Justin Hardy can step up and start making plays, but you know, that's kind of why I asked Raphael during his segment about it just looks like they're playing tentative. You know, I'm seeing the corners playing off a good bit now. Last year we were right up in the grill of the wide receivers. I think Ken Crawley's lost a little bit of confidence, and that's huge for a defensive back. Any cornerback or safety loses his confidence and starts second guessing what he's seeing, you're done. And I think they've got to have some success. I think this might be the week they can get it, get that confidence back, and start playing aggressive. And again, a few turnovers don't hurt. I really thought this defense would have been able to create a few more turnovers. And look, again, there were times, Gus, against the Falcons that secondary had good coverage, but the D-line could not get the pressure on Matt Ryan, and he was able to sit back there, and even on one of the touchdowns, Ridley worked himself open against Marcus Williams. Williams had him initially covered, and Williams turned his head to kind of see where Ryan was, and that's when he lost Ridley. Ridley got a step. Ryan drilled him.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what. I think pass rush, also another one here as well. But look, the Giants, I want to say they protected Eli Manning. He got sacked four times.
Yeah. You've got to get some pressure on him.
Sacked four times. They still won the game. So to me, I think it's who shadows Saquon Barkley. Is it DeMario Davis? He led the Saints in tackles a week ago. Does he shadow Saquon Barkley? Like, literally, that's your assignment. If it's a run, obviously, go do that. If it's a pass, follow him.
Would Anzalone be better? Is he more athletic than DeMario Davis? Is
that's
he a step faster?
Who does it?
That's a tough one. I think it's got to be either DeMario Davis or Anzalone. I think it's got to be one of those guys. But, yeah, you do have to account for him, because I think if you can take Saquon Barkley out of that game and basically make it become an Odell Beckham and Eli Manning show, I think you got a huge advantage there. I think they'll do well against the run. I think they'll be able to stop Saquon Barkley running. The question is, can they stop him coming out of the backfield catching the ball, much like the Saints do with Kamara?
Yeah. 800-998-1003. We'll take a quick break, and then Uptown Ruler out of the break will give us his keys to victory and his thoughts, and I'm sure probably even laugh at the Dallas Cowboys as well. We come back live to Deuce McAllister's Old Saint Kitchen and Tap, 132 Royal Street. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
This NASCAR report is sponsored by Rogers Parts, your locally owned Napa Auto Parts stores, sponsor of the Chase Elliott number 9 car in the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series.
Martin Truex was the dominant car Saturday night at Richmond, leading 163 laps and winning the first two stages. However, it was Kyle Busch who went to victory lane and locked himself into the second round of the NASCAR postseason. The first round of the NASCAR playoffs conclude this weekend, and there are some notable names currently on the outside looking in. Clint Boyer, 7-time champ, Jimmy Johnson, Eric Jones, and his Joe Gibbs Racing teammate Denny Hamlin are all currently on the outside looking in. Jones and Hamlin likely need a win at Charlotte on Sunday to advance to the second round, while a strong run for Boyer or Johnson and tough luck for their competitors just ahead of them in the point standings could help them avoid elimination. However, to do so, they will have to conquer the unknown as for the very first time, NASCAR will race on the Charlotte Motor Speedway's 2.28-mile Roval, a combination of the track's infield road course and mile-and-a-half NASCAR oval. Trust me, folks, good, bad, or anywhere in between, this is not going to be a race you want to miss. The green flag Sunday afternoon waves at 1:15 p.m. For the ESPN New Orleans NASCAR Report, I'm Will Rapp.
This NASCAR report has been sponsored by Rogers Parts, with five Napa Auto and Truck Parts locations in LaFourche, Assumption, and St. Mary Parishes.
Napa Know-How. Rogers Parts, your local distributor of high-quality Napa Auto Parts, Marine, and Industrial Supplies, has what you need to keep your vehicle rolling safely down the road. Whether it's repair or maintenance, Napa has the parts to help you make your vacation destination. Getting ready for that big fishing trip, they have quality marine parts to help keep your boat going. So stop by one of Rogers Parts' five locations, Lockport, LaRose, Galliano, Morgan City, and Labadyville, and talk with one of their ASE parts specialists. Rogers Parts, they've got the Napa Know-How.
Peter Don's Carts and Accessories, where you get the lowest prices in the area on golf carts and other motorized carts, as well as parts. Peter Don's sells refurbished gas and electric club cars and easy-goes. And wait until you see our huge showroom filled with parts and accessories. Hey, beginning October 1st through the 31st, the T105 Trojan 6-volt battery is on sale for just $99. Peter Don's gives you more for less and the best selection of motorized vehicles, plus 1-year warranty on all parts. Peter Don's, West Main in Houma.
Every favorite has been reborn. The Caddyshack Bar and Grill is now Vinny's Caddyshack. Come check out the newly renovated bar, revamped liquor selection, and be sure to grab one of our specialty cocktails. If you are looking for a great lunch or want to unwind after a long day at the office, then look no further than Vinny's. Join us for the best happy hour in town. And we're open until 5 a.m. every night. Come see the all-new Vinny's at 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie.
During some of the most difficult times in your life, choose Falgo Funeral Homes. At Falgo Funeral Homes, our funeral directors have cared for families in the Lafourche and Terrebonne area since 1912. We are proud to be one of the few independently owned funeral homes. We focus on your needs and earning the confidence of your family for generations to come. Falgo Funeral Homes, caring you can count on, with locations in Raceland, Lockport, Cutoff, and Houma.
Is pain putting a strain on your quality of life? Don't suffer in silence. Get relief at the Pain Center of Thibodaux Regional. Dr. Luis Hernandez and Dr. Keith Duplantis can provide solutions to neck, knee, and back pain, as well as pain associated with injury, arthritis, nerve damage, and migraines. Get help for your pain at the Pain Center of Thibodaux Regional. Call today, 985-493-4080, or go to Thibodaux.com.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Ain't got no home.
Go, Joey. A little local music, a little local flavor.
I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home.
Jordan, the email to get local musicians sending us some tunes for Tunes Tuesday that's coming up here next week.
SportsHangoverMusic@gmail.com. All lowercase, all one word.
And your song should include Friday or the weekend.
No.
Make sure you incorporate that.
Won't matter. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, literally.
That'd be awesome if we had that for like every single day of the week.
Literally, if somebody sends us an MP3 and the entire song is just Friday.
Did he just say it would be awesome if we had that for every day of the week?
Yeah, you never know.
Just instead of it's Friday, it's Monday, it's
all
Tuesday,
it takes is one person
Wednesday.
Listening.
Are
right
you
now
on crack?
Whoa.
One of the keys to the game, perhaps Saints and Giants, again, 800-998-1003 or at ESPN Radio NOLA. Roughing the passer penalties. Now, Sean Payton's on the competition committee. I'm going to say he skirted it this week, but this was his answer early in the week when he was asked about it.
I think the point of emphasis in the offseason was very simple, and that was avoiding the player intentionally placing all the weight on the quarterback. So have we seen some that have been flagged that should not have been? Absolutely. Listen, I think it's more about the consistency from crew to crew and the message from crew to crew to get that on the same page. And that's with any new rule. But I think that's the biggest challenge.
Look, again, I was nervous as all heck, man, on some of the hits that Matt Ryan took.
I you should be nervous because of the way it's being called. But the problem with the NFL is they neglected to use the proper word, and that is plant. When you plant a quarterback like Aaron Rodgers got planted, and it's basically a defensive tackle or a lineman or linebacker picking the quarterback up so he's almost off of his feet and then driving him into the ground so you separate his shoulder. People may not want to believe this, but defensive guys are taught to do that. If you get the quarterback out the game, you tend to win the game. The backup usually doesn't win as many games as the starter does. That goes on in football. It used to go on all the time. What I'm seeing in the NFL is guys falling on the quarterback. Anybody who's ever played the game can look at a play and say, he is intentionally trying to hurt the quarterback. There's a flag.
Right.
They've got to do a better job teaching these officials so that they know what they're looking at, that this is just a guy who is tackling a guy and falling on top of him.
Uptown Ruler, thanks for holding on. What you got for us here on the Sports Hangover?
Hey, guys, let me tell you something. The keys to the game. Okay. And I'm going to tell you something else after that.
All right.
Take the ball away, sack Eli Manning, score about four touchdowns, kick three field goals, and stop the offense of the Giants, and you win the game.
It's about 38 points. About 38 or so.
38, 37.
38, 9, 37. 37. Okay. All right. So high 30s is what you think it'll take for the Saints. I'm with you. I definitely think they're capable
okay.
of doing that. All right. What's the next thing?
Now, here's the other thing I want to talk about, the hit. Okay? I think all defensive men should go in the meeting and decide to talk to the referees before the game starts.
Right.
And tell them they can't help it. Football is a sport. It's a rough sport. Make the call or don't make the call. But don't suspend the best player on the team. Okay?
Okay.
I mean, look, football is a rough sport. You're going to get hurt. There's no doubt. You're going to get hurt in football.
Okay.
But the way you do it, so you pull the quarterback down from his feet. You grab his feet and you pull him down from his feet. That's how you do it. Okay? You don't rough him up. You pull him down from his ankles. And that is how you beat those roughing the quarterback penalties.
Remember, though, if you go too low, it's a penalty as well. So, I jokingly said this weeks ago, but I'm being serious. I think you do the old two-hand hard touch that you do like in flag football where you don't like somebody, just boom, like a little short bench press.
Yeah, but
and then throw him off his balance, and then maybe you can try to bring him down that way.
What I'm saying is this. When you see him run, grab him by his feet because he can't do nothing without his feet. So grab him by his feet and pull him down. Pull him down from his leg. Pull his leg, pull him down from his feet. And that way you avoid all that roughing the quarterback penalty.
Yep.
Because he can't do nothing without his feet.
Yeah.
And that's how you beat him.
I hear you. Thank you, Uptown Ruler. Appreciate it.
Hey, you all right?
There he is, Uptown Ruler. What are you laughing at, Jordan? What? Exactly.
Well, there's such a small area for defensive players to hit the quarterback.
I meant to do this for him right after he finished his last bite.
Take that, you Atlanta Falcons fans, and put it in your pipe and smoke it and burn it.
There you go. Jordan cut up a bunch of favorite Uptown Rulers there.
No, wait, you got to do the one where it's a deep voice.
The deep voice?
Yeah. That's like one of the best ones. Hold on, just pick one.
Well, I just did, and it wasn't good enough for
pick
you.
Pick another one.
The filthy, ugly bird.
That's one. That's another one.
I'd have gave the coach a headline
that he would never forget.
There you go. One more.
I wish we could stalk them and put them in the ground in their hometown.
There you go. That'd apply to the Giants.
There's other ones, too.
There's other ones?
Oh, yeah.
Right, there's another one from
Hotel. In fact, if I was Sean Payton, I'd run up the score just to get even.
There you go. Uptown ruin.
Yeah, but getting even works two ways. Remember Greg Williams, the fist bumping 2 years ago. Greg Williams kind of had a little payback when he came to town with Cleveland.
It's a little payback. 800-998-1003. That is your way to get involved in the conversation. You can tweet at us as well at ESPN Radio. Nola, give me some keys to LSU, Ole Miss, and also some keys to the Saints and Giants. Give me one more key, Jay Hargrave, that you think it will determine this game on Sunday.
Saints get off to a fast start.
Fast start?
I think if you get the Giants down, they're not as capable of coming back as the Atlanta Falcons are. I don't think they have the offensive firepower. So if you get them one-dimensional and get them down early, I think they can take control of that game and have it their way.
Yep, no doubt. This just in, Devontae Freeman out for week four with a knee injury. So he is out week four with a knee injury.
Look, it's a good deal that the Falcons just keep getting losses piled on them, because if they are able to get healthy, yeah, you know, you want them in as big a hole as possible.
All right, quick break. We come back. We'll hear from Matt Luke and Ed Ogeron. Little montage ESPN put together, both coaches going into this meeting. 10.5-point favorite are LSU. And you just kind of wonder, you know.
Going
see,
up?
See, Raphael is saying go with
oh,
the over.
Oh, going over.
Okay, go with the over. All right, we'll see. Why am I the only one that thinks it's going to be close games on this weekend?
No, I think LSU and Ole Miss can be a close game, but Raphael just wants to see it go over. I think it will be a higher scoring game.
Okay.
With LSU.
Give us a call. Let
up.
Us know. 800-998-1003. And you can tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA as well. We'll hear from some players in the locker room as well coming up. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans. Moon gets
big and bright. Thinking about new floors? Don't pay retail. Shop where the dealers buy at New Orleans Flooring Distributors, where the products are direct from the manufacturer and now open to the public, offering South Louisiana high-quality flooring products at prices that cannot be beat, from hardwood to vinyl to carpet. So whether you're building your dream home or just fixing up, call New Orleans Flooring Distributors today, 504-249-6394. 504-249-6394. Or visit them on LNA Road off Airline and Metairie and online at nolaflooring.com.
T-Bob here for my friends at LCR. If you're thinking about doing anything to your kitchen, bathroom, showers, you need some new appliances, or you just want some new plumbing fixtures, there's only one place to go, and that's LCR in Metairie. When you walk in the doors at LCR to the largest showroom in the New Orleans area, you will be blown away. And the only thing more impressive than the showroom is the customer service. So check out LCRNOLA.com now or call 378-8300. That's 378-8300 and tell them T-Bob said.
Are you looking for a delicious meal and a great spot to watch all the games? Deuce McAllister's Old Saint Kitchen and Tap at 132 Royal Street right off Canal is that and a whole lot more. With outstanding Southern Coastal cuisine dishes such as shrimp and grits, more than 50 craft beers on tap, 15 TVs, craft cocktails, and breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Old Saint is not your average sports bar. Enjoy the 2-for-1 draft happy hour from 3 to 7 weekdays and make your reservations through Open Table or visit online, oldsaint.com.
If pests are pestering you, call the experts at Terminix. They'll rid your home or business of disease-carrying rats, mice, roaches, spiders, even crazy ants. Call your local pest control experts at Terminix for a free inspection. Terminix also offers home insulation. In La Rose, call 693-3152. That's 693-3152. 693-3152. Terminix, power over pests.
New Friend Building Materials has been around since 1955 and is growing every year. We continue to be a proud family company in our second generation ownership and working on the third. We do our best to cover all your building needs while providing top-notch customer service and priding ourselves on not letting you leave without a smile. From small birdhouses to hotels and apartment complexes, there's no job too big or too small for us to handle. Our four convenient locations to serve you include Cutoff, Thibodeau, Belchase, and Slidell. So come stop by and see how we can help you and have a blessed day.
Archie Manning here for Thibodeau Regional. In the Manning household, we're pretty serious about sports. And just like the team at the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodeau Regional, we're also very serious about sports safety. As the region's leader in First Comprehensive Sports Medicine Program, they've been in the game longer with certified athletic trainers, fellowship-trained sports medicine physicians, and neuro-sports-trained experts. So play hard, play to win, but play it safe with the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodeau Regional.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
I like it. 800-998-1003. Eli Manning earlier in this week addressed the local media, was talking about some of these matchups, obviously, that we'll be seeing here on Sunday. He also talked about Drew Brees and playing against him.
No, I haven't talked to Peyton about it. But, you know, Drew's unbelievable career. And, you know, what he's been able to do, you know, when he's in San Diego and in New Orleans these last year. He's been there a long time now. And has had great success. And their offense has always been high-powered. And he's been leading the way. So a lot of respect and gotten to know Drew over the years. And tons of respect for him. It's fun watching, you know, when we play common opponents. And New Orleans is in the mix. It's fun to watch him and their offense go because they do a good job.
So Brees, right, past Favre in the completion, and Manning's next on a yardage should be in 2 weeks against Washington, his opportunity to do that. But so Jordan, the intern, was looking during a break there. Mike Triplett, ESPN.com, had the Saints winning by 3. What was the score?
It was 29-26 Saints.
Okay. And then the Giants ESPN.com reporter had the score.
27-24 Saints.
3 points. Vegas, 3.5, right? See? They always know something. That's what I'm saying, dude. I don't know how, but they do. That half gets them to win. That's what I'm getting at. It's a 3-point. I just, 3 points, huh? A 3-point game?
Well, I mean, you're looking at being on the road. And they give you 3 points for playing at home. So they're saying on a neutral site, the Saints are a 6-point better team than the Giants. I think that's about right. If you're playing here in the dome, it's, you know, 9.5 points. I think that line's right about where it is. I think people sometimes look at the games too many times and say, oh, the Saints are better than, you know, 3 points better than the Giants. They're more than that. But then they don't take into effect that you're playing in a hostile environment. You're on the road. I think that line's about where it is, and I'm gonna tell you straight up, when you've got a 3-point line, the spread is 3 points, and they throw that half in there, it usually ends up being the swing in the game.
You know, one of the things, obviously, going into this game as well as Pat Schumer, who also spoke with local media, touched on is the run game. I think could be key here as well. And I keep saying Saquon Barkley, if he hurts you more at a passing game, might be a little bit different than, you know, if he goes wild. The Saints defense did a good job of stopping Tevin Coleman last week in Atlanta. They did not rush for 100 yards. Saints 143. I think same thing. Whoever has the 100 plus yards will help their passing offense, will help their game for sure. Here's Schumer on the Saints and Giants run game. Then we'll go to the phone lines.
Yeah, I think it's certainly important to finish plays. And, you know, to your point, I think the Saints offensive line, they play extremely well together. They're a smart group. You can see they do a really good job of getting five hats on the most dangerous guys. And, you know, and they do a good job of finishing their blocks. And so that will give the runner space either at the line of scrimmage or down the field, which can allow him to make those big plays.
I think it's going to be more important for the Saints this week to stop the Giants. I think the Giants are going to have much more of a concerted effort to run the football as the Falcons did. I think Atlanta, their offense has kind of evolved to be more like the Saints. They like to throw first and then mix the run in. I think the Giants are going to come out and run. Look, again, the problems for the Saints defense in week one, I think a lot of it was Alex Anzalone being in the middle. Since Manti Te'o and DeMario Davis have been out there on the field in the middle, I think this defense has looked a lot better against the run. Now they still have some issues with the pass.
Right.
But I think it is going to be important because the Giants are going to, if they can get Saquon Barkley going on the ground, that opens up their whole offense. If you shut him down and make Eli Manning
one
dimensional.
Somebody needs to shadow him. 800-998-1003. Ben, you called that number and you're giving us a buzz here on the Sports Hangover. What you got for us?
First of all, check your fantasy. I proposed a trade to you. So,
okay. I saw that trade. You're not getting, you're not getting Carlos Hyde. I have no quarterback. I have nobody else going for me. Now, let me see if I picked up, and unfortunately I had to go for Fitzpatrick. It was him or Tannehill. Rafael, Tannehill or Fitzpatrick is my quarterback.
Is Fitzpatrick starting?
Fitzpatrick, yeah. Okay.
Is he starting this way?
So if I get him, maybe I'll consider your trade because I have decent receivers. Maybe I'll consider your trade. Go ahead, Ben.
I think it's going to be a lot like it was last time we played Eli, where it's a total track meet. I mean, whoever has the ball at the end, you know, is probably going to win the game. I agree with you. You do need to stop Saquon Barkley, make him one-dimensional. But, I mean, Odell Beckham is going to be a handful. Right. You know, but I'm not worried about him because we got Lattimore, you know, can kind of, you know, shadow him. But, I mean, it might be a track team where we're just flinging the ball all over. Drew Brees might have like 500 yards, and it's just 38-35 by whoever has the ball when, you know, with a minute left, just like whole clock management. So.
Yep. All right. Well, you know, like I said, I want to feel like the Saints can win by more than three, don't you?
I think they can. I mean, with Evan Ingram being out, I think that's a big loss for the Giants because I'm going to be curious to see if the Saints are going to be able to rotate more coverage to Odell Beckham because they don't have to worry about the big target in the middle.
I don't have the heart to say, but I will when he comes on at 2:15. Rafael, the Cowboys beat the Giants, right? I mean, I'm just saying, maybe that offense did. Ben, how about LSU Ole Miss? You want to give a take on that?
I think that one is going to be a lot like it was for La Tech. I think they're going to jump on them early and, you know, just, you know, get that big lead. And then I think, you know, Ole Miss is probably going to make some adjustments, you know, come back on them a little bit. But I think in the end, LSU is just going to do what they usually do, you know, middle of the third, last fourth, just impose their will on them until they crack. Because, I mean, Ole Miss, they're a dumpster fire this year. They can't stop anybody, but they can put up the points, though. So it's just about the LSU defense staying strong and staying consistent. So.
Yeah, it's really incredible. Thank you so much, man, for the phone call. Appreciate it, Ben, and I'll consider the trade. I haven't shut it down just yet. I'll consider it. But, yeah, Ole Miss,
right,
500.
Thank you,
man. Ole Miss, 522.8 yards a game is what they average. They allow 505. They score 42. They allow 38. LSU scoring 31, allowing 14, putting up 352, but also giving up 335. So, again, we'll take a look at that. Don't forget here on ESPN New Orleans, Vanderbilt taking on South Lafourche tonight. Mr. Joey over in the LaRose studios getting ready for a little high school football there. I want to say the game against what? Terrebonne and Thibodeau got moved, right? Because of the field conditions?
Terrible because of the rain.
Yeah, exactly. So it's been ridiculous this week weather-wise. Man, I haven't been able to spook my house and put up my decorations. That's all I care about.
Yeah, Terrebonne's field. I'm not kidding, Gus. Kidding aside, I'll send you some pictures through Casey. It looks like a cane field.
Wow.
Really terrible. So they moved the game.
Okay, so it did move that. And also, of course, tomorrow, Lamar and Nichols, 2:30 is the kickoff.
Yes.
And should be fun, Joey. The second straight family weekend over on campus. So.
And may I say we'll be live right here on ESPN from noon till 2:30, and then Brian comes on.
Nice.
But Casey and Coach will be tailgating out there. So go get some autographs for some Gus Cat and Bill Gill wannabes.
Right, there you go. You know, I'll send them some 4x6 black and white glossies.
It works.
Jay. I didn't get one.
No.
Yeah, you got in the club.
Didn't you bring me one time last year a Rebecca Black autograph CD?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. It was a blank CD.
It was a gift.
No artwork.
It was the greatest hits.
And more importantly, there was nothing on it.
It was the greatest hits.
And a horrible Sharpie imitation that was a scribble scratch that kind of looked like an R and a B in there. And Jay said he got it just for me, Rebecca.
It was Rebecca Black's greatest hits. It was a blank CD.
You are so cool, Jay.
Yeah. You know what?
Thank you, Joey.
I love you.
Here a joke. Pat Schumer was asked, you got to ask these questions, but it's always fun, right? Hey, what do you think of the Saints struggling on defense? What do you think? Like, it would have been funny if it would have been like, man, we cannot wait to play them. Wouldn't it be great if you heard that? Like, the Eli was asked about it too, and he did such a great job. He was asked about the big plays that the Saints have given up. Listen to Eli Manning go flat out politician here.
You know, it's just different. Nothing specifically. They're just going against a couple high powered offenses that have been got good receivers and guys have won some battles. So. I think they do a lot of different looks on defense, and so we got to be prepared for all of them and make sure we can hold up and hopefully give our guys some opportunities to win those one-on-one battles.
So what are you saying? You think Eli Manning should answer the question something like this?
It would have been great to go
ahead. Maybe like, I've circled this one on my calendar for a long time. These guys are terrible. I've been waiting to pad my stats for some time on this. I'm expecting like 500 yards.
I mean, how funny would that have been if he just starts, boys, this is a stat pattern.
What would be even funnier is when you got face to face with your head coach and he basically probably says, you're not starting this week.
Eli, thoughts on the Saints secondary? I mean, are they bad or what?
That's as bad as it gets,
like,
man.
Like, I'm having to keep Odell Beckham Jr. relaxed because he's just like, let's try this, let's try that, let's try that. I'm like, dude, it's Monday. Let's hold on.
All I want to hear is the starter's pistol fired, and we're flying out the gates.
Exactly. We can't wait for the coin toss.
We're gonna look like a marching band walking right up and down the field.
Pat Schumer on the Saints struggling D.
Yeah, I don't know. I think there's certain things we do, and there's certain ways we want to move the ball, and you try to just match it up with the coverages that you're playing. You're certainly aware of matchups always, but they have they can seamlessly play cover two, or, they play a boatload of cover three, too, where the matchups are, it's not so much a matchup game. It's more of a, it's more of a progression game. That'll allow them to keep the ball in front of them. If that's in fact what's causing it, but for the most part, you just get ready to play what you see on tape and try to run your plays.
There you go.
What would you like to hear from him?
I would have loved him go, dude.
Maybe. Hey, I've been in coaching 30 years, and I've never seen a defense this bad in my life. We can't wait to get out on the field. It's too bad they don't have an honesty serum, that they have to.
I want to know, does Raphael have odds on the Saints defense actually shutting out someone this year? Do the Saints defense shut out a team this season? When we come back, let's take a look at the schedule and see what team.
I'm going to say yes.
You would think. You're going to say yes.
I'm going to say yes.
You think the Saints will shut out a team this season? Raphael just choked
just
on his shrimp
Raphael.
Salad.
After watching Buffalo beat Minnesota last week, I don't know if I want to go out on a limb.
But it wasn't a shutout. I said shutout.
They beat them. That's
I all. Said shutout. By the way, when we come back, join the interns, got some news on Shaquille O'Neal's son. Not going to play ball this year. He'll tell you why when we come back. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Listen to Against the Spread.
Against the Spread.
Saturday mornings at 9:30 with Sean Salisbury and Kevin Todd, the nation's number one handicapper. Kevin turns outcomes into incomes. It's Against the Spread. Saturday mornings, 9:30 on ESPN New Orleans.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
A dead battery can leave you stranded, so get yours tested for free during Superstart Battery Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Need a replacement? Purchase a Superstart Extreme or Superstart Platinum battery and get up to $25 in O'Reilly gift cards after a mail-in rebate. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Join ESPN 100.3 FM on Monday evenings at 6 live from Rotolo's Pizzeria in Thibodeau for the Nicholls State Coaches Show with Coach Tim Rebo. Join your host, the voice of the Colonels, Brian Johnson, as he interviews coaches, players, and adds insight on upcoming games. Along with Nicholls State athletic updates, you'll enjoy great pizza, calzone, salads, pasta, and wraps from Rotolo's Pizzeria in Thibodeau. Join ESPN 100.3 FM on Mondays at 6 with Coach Tim Rebo and Go Colonels.
Hey, this is Jordy Collada and T-Bob Hebert. Make sure and tune in every weekday morning, 7 to 9 a.m. to Off the Bench.
Live and local, whether it's Saints, Pelicans, Tigers, we got it all on 100.3 ESPN.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
You know, a little full disclosure. Normally, I'm really good. I bring smoothies. I have a salad. I'll try to eat before the show. And then there's days like today where I know I'm not getting home till midnight, so I wanted to get something substantial, and I asked for the pressed pork sandwich.
Yes.
There's a problem with it.
That being?
The breaks are 3 minutes.
Yes.
One bite takes about 3 minutes to chew the amount of pulled pork and ham, the Chisasi's ham and the melted cheese and the French bread and...
You've been nursing it for a while now.
It's been about an hour.
Yes.
You got a small mouth, Gus.
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, Joey, do we not have like a 15-minute stop set or a break set? I mean, that's the point. It's just, that's why do I always get like either the salad or like a cup of gum, something I can in 3 minutes. Cause it's been an hour. Seriously. Mariah brought it in the 12 o'clock hour. It's now 1:49.
Yeah. It's going to take
and
you
I
some time.
I just started
to eat
on
it.
The second piece.
Yeah. It's going to take you some time, but it's worth it.
The gumbo is solid, though.
We get a lot of compliments on the gumbo. You eat like my grandmother.
Again, I'm the one talking most of the time. Would you like me to eat? Okay, really doesn't matter. What did you do yesterday during the show?
I scarfed it down in like 15 minutes.
Exactly. You just ate continuously, didn't you? Must be easy.
You could have done it.
Yeah. Would have gone real over.
It's only 5 breaks.
Uh-huh.
3 minute breaks, 5 breaks.
You see what I get? This is what I get over.
You created him.
I did. I really honestly did. The Graf has chimed in. He wants to know from Rafael Esparza. He was on before me last week on Atlanta Radio. He's on every week. Gives his picks, just like he does here. And you apparently bet Atlanta. You told us that, though, last Friday. You said you go with Atlanta and the points. And he did, and I guess this is him rubbing it in. He wants to know how much you lost betting the Falcons, and you just said during a break, though, you had to go with the points, right? Okay, so there he goes. I'll say this, Todd, he's eating a salad, so, you know, I don't know, you know, it's where he's at, and he lost, and he said he admitted he lost, it is what it is, but that's what they do, right? He'll tell you where he feels he needs to go. A couple of more people giving predictions, and it seems to be a lot of three-point type games. You know what, I'll throw mine out there. I'm going 34-27 Saints.
I could see it. I think it'll be a little bit closer game, but I could see 34-27.
I'm writing it down. 34-27.
I do think it might be a little bit lower scoring for some reason. I think this might be one of those ball control, run the football type games.
Nah.
I don't know. Something's telling me it's going to be a lower scoring
game. I'm going 40-30 Saints.
40-30?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
40-30.
You heard it here first,
Raphael.
If the Saints score 40 again, that's 3 games in the first 40 points. That'd be pretty
that's
remarkable.
Tough. I'm going to say like 27-21 Saints.
27-21.
And I'm getting a little bit more than I thought I would go, but I'm going 27-21.
You know,
I thought it was going to be a little bit closer, but for some reason that hit me.
Well, speaking of hit me, I'm watching up there. You have it on the big TV here, the Cubs-Cardinals game. 2-0 my Cubbies. 2-0 my Cubbies. Against the dreaded St. Louis Cardinals. They're in. I'm still not, you know, again, this is where I start getting nervous now. It's not like I enjoy the season or the postseason anymore. But Graf's Dodgers, Rafael. See, he gave you business. They're your Dodgers too? I mean, I thought you were a Cub fan. Okay, you think the Brewers? Okay, so here's the thing. That's what I'm asking you. Do the Dodgers make? He says they're out. Do they make the postseason, the Dodgers? Your guess.
Barely
is what he says. All right. Oh, boy.
Brian just texted me, great pick.
Great pick, 40-30?
Yeah.
All right. Ask him what his score is, Brian and Elise. 40-30, huh?
I think that's a little higher scoring than it might end up being. But
Joey, here we go. Why do you want to do this? Why do you want to do this to people that have... Go ahead, give your score. You just texted to me. Go ahead, say it.
35-35. Mm-hmm. And then the Saints win 41-35 in overtime.
In overtime.
After a 7-7 end of the third quarter.
Wow.
You got real specific, huh? Tight third quarter there.
Very.
I gotta give a shout out. Overtime game, huh?
Yeah.
What?
I gotta give out a shout out to my friend. He must be a future teller. Yet last week, he actually predicted the punt block. So
he predicted the punt block?
Yeah, he said he's predicting a punt block this
he's
game.
He's predicting another punt block, huh?
No. If I get another text from him, then I'm gonna have to believe it. So I'll
That's what I'm asking you. Did he say another punt block this week?
No, but if he says something, I'll let you know.
Before you go to
Randy. I just wanted to put that out there, Gus.
You go to Randy, I'm a top Jordan.
Okay.
With a prediction. There's going to be four penalties in the game.
Four penalties?
Yeah.
Well, I'll say this. The Saints had 11 penalties a week ago, and it almost cost them. And obviously, Sean Payton said that he didn't agree with a good handful of those penalties, and he was hoping that it doesn't, you know, have that as well. So, I don't know, man. I don't think the penalties will be that big of an issue.
I didn't see as many.
Maybe it's the rivalry or not. Atlanta did get a bunch of those calls, but hopefully it doesn't. Because that's the thing. I think Saints are more talented offensively. Saints are more talented overall as a team, I think. Penalties, turnovers obviously bring those games closer than that, you know.
Yes.
And the Saints have been able to do a good job. What's making me nervous is that Breeze has been perfect. I mean, he really honestly has. 80% completion percentage, touchdowns, no interceptions. You know, that's the thing that I think this team is going to have to overcome, which goes to your point, though, a fast start. If the Saints can somehow, give me 7-10 points in that first quarter, I feel good. 7-10 points in that first quarter, I'd feel good.
No, I think it's more than that. I think you need to get like a 14-0 lead, because then you start making the Giants feel like they have to throw the football. If you get them one-dimensional, that's a big win. It's not like you're going up against the Atlanta Falcon offense.
Okay, for people like Raphael and in Vegas, it's starting to come out. Who's out? Who's in? Devontae Freeman is out for the Falcons. Jordan the intern. You got some players that are out for the Giants. Who you got?
Brian just sent this to me through text. Oliver Vernon, ankle. Eli Apple, groin. Cody Latimer, knee. Jonathan Stewart, foot. Evan Ingram, knee. All out for Sunday's game versus the Saints.
Okay.
And then Brian's prediction. Saints 37, Giants 23. So.
That's Brian.
That's Brian.
You got 40-30.
40-30.
Who's got 34-27? You?
No, I got 27-21.
Who had 34-27?
I think that was you.
I thought that was you.
That was me. Never mind.
Jeez. I thought I was missing something there.
Joey's
like,
got 35.
Wait a minute, that's you.
I'm like, who's got
what does Raphael have again?
Raphael, what's your score, Saints Giants? I know you're negative. I know. What do you got? Over game.
30.
36-32, who?
Oh, no, you have to say who.
That means the Giants.
He's going 36-32. Wow. Okay. All right. Well, you get it. It's the points, right? 3.5 is where it's at right now.
CJ on Twitter says Giants 33, Saints 41.
Giants 30. Okay, so 41-33 from CJ3. CJ3's got 41-33. So a lot of people predicting the Saints are going to score again. But again, a lot of people are saying 30. Pretty much, right? Everybody has 30 points. Brian's got 23 points.
And I just went through the schedule, and I got maybe four games, possible shutouts.
That's right. We'll do that. Top of next hour, I asked that question. Will the Saints have a shutout this season? Who would be your best guess that happens against? We'll do that when we come back. Hour three of the Sport Takeover. Marlon Favorite, John Price, the legendary handicapper, will tell us. He was right last week on LSU and the Saints. What does he think about both of those games? We'll do that when we return to the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Joe Septic Contractors has specialized in the installation of sewage systems, field drains, and vacuum truck services for over 40 years. They've grown into one of the largest sanitation companies in Louisiana. Call Joe Septic Contractors today about their rentals on portable toilets, holding tanks, iron hand wash stations, and air-conditioned restroom trailers for your next event. Call Joe Septic Contractors today at 985-632-